Have you ever felt a desire burning so intensely within you that it seemed like more than just a passing wish? Those deepest dreams aren't random fantasies. They're divine guidance about what you're meant to create in this world. Your desires serve as cosmic blueprints for your life's purpose, appearing because you already possess the inherent capacity to manifest them. This isn't just spiritual theory, it's a fundamental law of energy. When you pursue what truly calls to you, whether painting, entrepreneurship, or any authentic passion, you create ripple effects far beyond personal satisfaction. The artist doesn't just create beauty, they inspire others and contribute to a world hungry for authentic expression. The entrepreneur building a successful company doesn't just achieve wealth, they create opportunities that transform lives. Your focused attention operates as the manifestation mechanism, a superpower directing energy toward what you want to grow. Think of your life experience as a radio broadcast, where you choose what to receive by setting your frequency. Tuned to lack and limitation, that's the reality you'll experience. Shift to abundance and possibility, and your circumstances naturally follow suit. As you align with your heart's desires, you might notice relationships or habits falling away, not as punishment, but as the universe creating space for what truly resonates with your emerging reality. What if fear is actually a teacher rather than an enemy? When discomfort arises, approach it with curiosity. Notice its physical manifestations, chest tightness, stomach butterflies, and observe how the sensation evolves when you don't resist it. Fear itself is harmless when faced directly. It's our avoidance that causes suffering. Meeting fear with curiosity often transforms it into insight. Consider yourself a being of light having a human experience, with fear serving as a catalyst for growth. Without darkness, how would you recognize light? Without fear, how would you know courage? Fear propels you beyond your comfort zone. When fear surrounds a particular desire, that path likely holds important growth. The dreams that terrify you most often align with your soul's purpose. External challenges become either barriers or stepping stones. It all depends on your relationship with fear. Everything in existence stems from love, the fundamental energy flowing through all things. This force surrounds you constantly, making gratitude always accessible. When you express sincere appreciation, you activate a key principle. You attract more of what you appreciate. The universe responds equally to all gratitude, whether for small moments or major achievements. A child's laughter or morning coffee carries the same manifestation power because gratitude isn't about the object, but the vibrational state it creates within you. When lower emotions like frustration arise, find anything you genuinely appreciate, your breath, bed, or basic senses. This immediate shift in focus changes your frequency, opening you to greater appreciation. When others have what you desire, choose appreciation over jealousy. This transforms heavy energy into the lighter vibration that builds your desired life. Seeing someone else's success becomes an opportunity to appreciate similar elements already present in your life. While conventional manifestation focuses on actions like goal setting and affirmations, a deeper principle exists. Your being must precede your doing. Living in your heart's desired frequency isn't about discipline. It's natural and intuitive. Following what genuinely feels right, guided by your body and intuition rather than conditioned thinking, means you're already living in that frequency. Stressing about manifesting abundance only broadcasts a frequency of struggle, attracting more of the same. You attract whatever frequency you embody. Working hard to acquire something means working hard to maintain it. Your dream life emerges from a complete state of being, not from actions rooted in lack. Action remains important, but its source matters. Actions born from fear yield matching results, while those flowing from intuition and joy create different outcomes. Living in your heart's frequency means embracing all human emotions while maintaining inner peace. Each emotion serves its purpose, Anger drives change, fear reveals limiting beliefs, disgust guides preferences, and sadness deepens compassion. Your soul's version of heaven on earth exists now, not in some distant future. The frequency of your dream life is available immediately in this present moment. Most people think they must attract their desires before feeling fulfilled. The truth is reverse. Embody the frequency first, and physical manifestations naturally follow as expressions of that energy. Like tuning a radio, you can choose to live in your heart's desired frequency now. This isn't about mental understanding. It's about feeling these truths in your body and experiencing through intuition. This liberates you from waiting. Thoughts like, "I'll be happy when," keep your desired state perpetually out of reach. Your power exists only in the now. You're always manifesting experiences matching your current frequency. Choose struggle, and you'll attract survival circumstances. Choose love and abundance, and that becomes your reality. Honor your heart's desired feeling first. People often acquire things yet feel disappointed because they seek an inner state unrelated to possessions. Living in your heart's frequency naturally attracts what you truly desire. You were never meant to create alone. The universe, that intelligent, loving force permeating all existence, is your constant partner. When you ask for guidance, it responds through your unique channels, dreams, synchronicities, bodily sensations, or intuitive knowing. The universe offers infinite blessings, but you can only receive them to the extent that you love yourself. Self-doubt blocks these gifts and creates suffering. Self-love isn't narcissism, it's honoring your inherent worth. As the observer of your awareness, view all aspects of yourself with unconditional acceptance. Don't resist negative thoughts or feelings. Embrace everything with compassion. You're already surrounded by unconditional love. Self-love simply allows you to receive it. Once open, you'll find love everywhere, in stranger smiles, sunlight, or nature. Your partnership with the universe is reciprocal. It provides infinite possibilities while you direct focused attention to manifest outcomes. This connection flourishes when you remember your true nature as one with the universe's essence. Living your dream life extends beyond personal fulfillment. It contributes to collective evolution. While most people unconsciously manifest more of their existing circumstances, consciously aligning with your heart's desire makes you a visionary, forging new paths. Your authentic life serves as a permission slip for others, showing what's possible. Even when others respond with jealousy, these reactions awaken them to unfulfilled desires. This ripple effect drives transformation. One person living authentically creates space for others to do the same. Historical pioneers in art, science, spirituality, and social change expanded our collective sense of possibility. The world needs people living courageously from their heart's frequency. Your joy and abundance inspire others and challenge scarcity thinking. You're responsible only for living authentically. This creates an energetic invitation others can accept when ready, changing the world through demonstration rather than force.